And now, Don Blackwell.
One of the great tools the devil uses to overcome us in this world is compromise. You see, if the devil can get us to compromise the truth, then he's well pleased. When Moses was getting ready to lead Israel out of Egyptian bondage to the land of promise, the devil tried to compromise with him. And we may learn a great deal by studying the compromises offered to Moses, because these same compromises are being offered to God's people in this day and age, and many are overcome by the wiles of the devil. In Exodus chapter 8 and verse 25, the scripture says, "And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and he said, 'Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land.'" The setting is the leaving of Egypt by the people of Israel, and Pharaoh was reluctant to let them go. Here was the first compromise offered by Satan through Pharaoh. "Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land." He was willing for them to worship if they would do it in Egypt and not go out of the country. These days, the devil has no objection to our worshiping, so long as we do not do it in the true church. He tries to delude people into thinking that it really doesn't make any difference where or how God is worshiped. But God cannot be worshiped acceptably, and a religious institution established by man and not by God, and teaching the doctrines and traditions of men. Jesus said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Friends, that involves more than just an attitude. It involves worshiping as God has specified, that is, worshiping in truth. It does make a difference how we worship. It must be done according to the commandments of God. To worship according to the commandments of men makes our worship vain worship. Jesus said in Matthew 15:9, "In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." It's no wonder the devil tries so hard to get people to believe that all worship is right and one church is just as good as another. The faith that God will accept must come from hearing him. God says one church is not as good as another. One doctrine is not as good as another, so long as we're sincere. We must follow what the Word of God teaches about the church and about worship and about obedience to him. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. But how did Moses deal with the compromise that Pharaoh offered him? The Bible says, "And Moses said, 'It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us.'" Exodus 8:26-27. "We had better take heed lest we sacrifice the abomination of sectarians to the Lord our God. Moses said that they would sacrifice as the Lord commanded, and this is what we must do. We must be commanded by the Lord. He is the one to be worshipped and to be pleased with our worship. We would not know how to worship unless God told us in his word." So Moses and the Israelites were determined to go. In our day, when people learn the gospel, they should be determined to leave the world, to leave denominationalism, and to go into the church. When Pharaoh saw that Moses was determined to go, he said, "I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only ye shall not go very far away." How familiar that sounds. When we go into the church of our Lord, the devil does not want us to go very far. He would like for us to keep one foot, at least, in the world. If we must be in the church, the devil wants us to at least be worldly Christians, no better. He wants us to believe that there is no harm in a little innocent, immoral activity. We must have a social drink and so forth. Nothing wrong with that, the devil would say. Yes, if the devil can get us to compromise in this way, he still has us. Listen to what James wrote in James 1:27. "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Again in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The Lord has a lot of enemies right in the church. They are the friends of the world. A friend of the world is an enemy of the Lord. And a Christian must keep himself out of worldly entanglements and compromising positions, sever all connections with worldly practices. Again, the devil offered a compromise to Moses. The men could go, but they were to leave their little ones. But Moses said, "We will go with our young, and with our old, and with our sons, and with our daughters, and with our flocks, and with our herds will we go." Exodus 10:9. The devil does not want us to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He wants us to leave the little ones. Don't take them to Bible class. Just leave them at home and let them sleep. Let them run the streets. The devil does not want us to teach the Word of God to our children. Oh, if dad and mother must study the Bible, all right. But don't gather the children around and teach them the Bible. It's too hard for them to understand. Let them have the funny papers. But God gives us, members of the Lord's church, the opportunity to serve Him and the command to serve Him, and we must teach our sons and our daughters while we are young and while we are old. Oh yes, the children of today are the church of tomorrow. They must be brought up in faith, and we must teach them both by precept and by example. Notice one more compromise Satan offered through Pharaoh to Moses. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, "Go ye, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with us." Exodus 10:24. You know, if the devil can just get us to leave our things, he has us. We could go to every worship service, but not use our possessions to advance the kingdom of heaven. We could pile up money in the bank and buy more stocks and more bonds and do just about anything in the world with our money, but don't put it to the work for the salvation of the souls of others. If the devil can just get us thinking this way, he has us where he wants us. How did Moses meet this compromise? He said, "Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For therefore we must serve the Lord our God, and we know with what we must serve Him until we come thither." That's the spirit that will take a man to heaven. We must lay everything we have at the feet of the Master. In 1 John 3:17, John wrote, "But who has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shutteth up the bowels of compassion from him? How dwelleth the love of God in him?" And in 1 Corinthians 16:2, Paul commanded, "And upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." And again, in 2 Corinthians 8:12, "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." The only money anyone saves is the money he puts into the work of the Lord. Friends, we need to understand that if the devil keeps our money, if the devil keeps our possessions, even though I may claim to be a child of God, even though I may claim to be serving the Lord and loving Him with all of my heart, mind, strength, and soul, if the devil continues to possess my possessions, then really he possesses me. Now, of course, it takes money to buy food and clothing and shelter. But after these necessities are met, we should put every possible dollar into the salvation of souls. That is the best possible investment. It won't hurt us to wear that coat a little longer so that we can preach a little more. That's the attitude that every Christian should have toward his giving upon the first day of the week when the saints come together as the Word of God teaches. All the devil wants us to do is just compromise. Then he has us right where he wants us. But Moses did not go for that. He did not buy the devil's compromises, and we should not buy them either. The only true happiness may come from serving Jesus Christ, not with compromise, but with commitment, the fullest possible commitment to truly deny ourselves, to take up our crosses, and to follow him to the grave. How important it is, as this is the basis of our hope. Friends, compromise means destruction. Compromise means that we lose the race against the devil. Compromise means that the devil has already won our souls, and it means that we will spend eternity in hell with him. The Lord will not accept compromise. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." So the Bible also says, "No man can serve two masters." Friends, we are either on the side of God or we are not. Are you a child of God? Are you on God's side, and are you serving him faithfully? To be a child of God, the Bible teaches that a man must hear the gospel, and he must respond by believing it. Hear the gospel, believe it, repent of his sins, have a change of mind brought about by godly sorrow that results in a change of life, and then make the good confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. After hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, one must be baptized in water for the remission of sins. He will then contact the blood of Jesus. He will be washed of his sins, and the Lord will add him to his church. If you've done those things and you're a child of God, you must live faithfully with no compromise for the rest of your life.